This is Susie Campbell, publisher of the Countywide and Sun, and I want to welcome you to the first episode of a series of visits by the Countywide and Sun with superintendents across Pottawatomie County about the education sales tax. This half-cent sales tax is not a new tax, but on April 1, 2025, residents will have the opportunity to vote on whether or not to continue this tax. Before that date, let's hear how the tax has been used at each of the 14 school districts. In this episode, we will hear from North Rock Creek Superintendent Blake Moody, Director of Student Services Amber Rosser, and Elementary Principal Erica Howard.
I love the fact that, first of all, it's a sales tax on what we choose to purchase and where we choose to shop. But
how has the educational sales tax benefited North Rock Creek schools?
So the way North Rock Creek uses our sales tax money is to fund things that we normally wouldn't be able to. Mm-hmm. And so for us, that was saving that monthly allotment in the county pot until we had enough to fund a storm shelter. And so we built an elementary F5 rated tornado safe room that could hold every single student at the elementary school through the intermediate school. And we funded that with the Pottawatomie County Education Sales Tax. The other portion was funded with a FEMA application. So North Rock Creek didn't spend a dime on that building. And so since that time, we've actually saved up the rest of the sales tax money up to this point to fund a secondary safe room. We have a FEMA application in place right now, and as soon as that's approved, we're going to use the sales tax money and the FEMA money to have a secondary tornado shelter.
What year did you put the shelter in?
Elementary safe room was built in 2019, and we put that... The reason that we were able to build that with education sales tax dollars before we had all of the money in place is we put that on a recurring monthly payment, utilizing the proceeds we get from the sales tax monthly to pay the lease on the payment.
So about how much do you receive?
We average about $30,000 to $40,000 per month. We've received close to $3 million total in the 8 years that tax has been rolling.
You built it in 2019, and how many times have you used it?
We've used that safe room for actual tornado warnings headed towards North Pott County 3 times that I can remember, where we have literally had to put those kids and staff in those classrooms, in that safe room, because we were fearful that a tornado was on its way. And one of those tornadoes missed us by a half mile and did a lot of damage to one neighborhood in North Rock Creek School District and affected some North Rock Creek families.
So prior to that, what did you do?
Prior to that, we housed in the partial underground building that we call the berm building. It was the old late 1960s, 1970s structure, I believe, that is not rated for an F5 tornado, but it was safer than probably any other building we had around. Mm-hmm. It was probably a false sense of security, knowing what's happened around the state when tornadoes hit schools and places.
Okay, so besides the safe rooms, have you used the money for any other...
We haven't. We have saved those dollars up for the next safe room.
So what are your future plans past the safe room?
Okay. So we've been lucky enough to partner with the county, and the county has seen the traffic impact out here on Garrett's Lake Road, and Commissioner Dennis has built us a gravel road that connects to Highway 18. And to alleviate some of the traffic problems and get traffic off of our campus whenever we have large events like basketball games and graduations, Christmas programs. And so that's going to be a gravel road and possibly blacktop. We're still in the process of doing that. What I would like to use some county sales tax funds for is to put curb and guttering to match our existing roads. That's something that we wouldn't have otherwise to kind of sustain that drive a little bit longer. We've been growing quickly at North Rock Creek, and so we know we're going to have future bond issues and future construction projects, future roads, and so I see future county sales tax funding being used for not only that future safe room, but for road projects and construction projects. For all of the exact reasons that the sales tax was initiated, to help schools with building projects, not salaries, not curriculum, but building projects. And if there are any future safety needs, I know that that language is put into the new agenda, and I see that security cameras, fencing, surveillance, I see safety being a definite need for Pot County schools, and so that might be a North Rock Creek need as well.
Okay, ladies, so what do you think about the educational sales tax?
I think it's wonderful. I wanted to mention when we were talking about the FEMA safe rooms, we open that up to our community too. And so if it's after school hours, we have our community members that come.
Even during school hours, we had some people from the community this last time that showed up and they said, we don't have anywhere to go. Can we go? And we let them walk down there and they joined our students, and it was nice for them to have a place to go as well.
Yeah, a lot of our families don't have a storm shelter, my family included. And
mine too.
During the workday, this is probably the safest place that I could be.
So what do y'all see for the future?
Well, everything that Mr. Moody just talked about, we meet every week and talk about our future plans, and and he captured all of those. One thing you mentioned for extra activities, that just our morning pickup and afternoon pickup for the extra road will be a huge help.
Yes.
Our families, you know, sometimes stay in line for 10 to 15 minutes just to get out on Garrett's Lake Road. So I think it'll just help with timeliness in morning and afternoons as well.
The flow of traffic.
But I love the fact that it's not just a sales tax. For me, it's a sales tax for everyone else driving up and down Interstate 40 from other counties, from across the state. When they pull in, fill up their tank with gas, and when they pull in to Dillard's and buy a shirt, and all of those patrons up and down the interstate are providing funding for our 14 Pot County schools